enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we got the whole gang. Hi, McKenzie.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Liv.
Hi.
Hi, Liv's parents.
Hey.
Hey, there we go.
Special guest in studio.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Oh, my gosh. So, what's going on? Are you in trouble? Like, why are your parents here today?
Yeah, I'm in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. So every single year they come up for a college basketball game. I'm going on 3 years of living here.
Nice.
And so they've done it every year. So of course, last night was the annual game. We went to it and then they stayed and then they're chilling out in studio. They try to milk as much time they can with me.
It's hard to get time with Liv. I work with her. I know. All right, Pork Chop, what's up, man? How you doing today?
I am good. You guys aren't going to believe this. I had to call 911 this morning on my way into work.
Why?
Yeah, I was driving in and like there's this car on the side of the road and the guy was like slumped over on his steering wheel. Yeah, so I called 911.
Did you actually stop and check on him or just like drive by and say?
Well,
like,
I mean, it was dark. Maybe he wasn't slumped. Maybe he was just sleeping. I don't know. But I mean, what was I going to do?
I don't know. Save his life?
Maybe pull him out of his car?
Why would I do that? He was warm in his car. It's snowing outside.
I mean, could he have just been sleeping in his car?
I mean, the way the car was positioned on the road, I don't think so. He wasn't like parked. He was like horizontal. Does that make sense? Like
was
he
his made, foot on
like
the brake?
Driving on no, his car was off.
Off the road.
No, and it was turned off. There's like no headlights on, no exhaust coming out.
Yeah, 911.
It's, like,
good it's
call. Like he was driving on the road and then just made like an immediate right turn into the ditch.
Mm. Oh, I did. Maybe, I wonder if I saw that. I did
no,
see a car.
That was on Binford.
Okay, no, I saw a different
car
in the ditch.
Did the 911 tell you to stay? Because sometimes we'll be like, okay, like stay with them.
No, I mean, I said no. I'm not gonna make a joke. Because I want to, I'll wait and make sure everything's okay. I don't know, I was going to say.
Make a note, no.
If I was
make
late,
a note, give us the joke later.
I was going to say, you don't want to deal with Joe if you're late. So get
that
it.
Is true, that is true.
Yeah, no, but hopefully he should be okay. Maybe.
But
he's...
I'm bumped.
Hold on, hold on, I didn't realize it was a good joke.
Yeah, I don't,
there
I,
we go.
Yeah, not a joke.
All right, McKenzie, what about you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I've had an interesting morning. Well, my computer, first of all, has been updating for literally 20 minutes now, and it will not turn on, so it's tired, too. On the way in, it was absolute mayhem. It was crazy. I did see, I mean, the roads aren't that bad. It's just people freak out when there's, you know, inclement weather. So in Indianapolis, there is a winter weather advisory. Lots of schools are delayed. So that's like when you're a parent and you're a working parent, especially like a single mom, you got to think fast because you get that call, hey, 2-hour delay. So I'm like, eh. Because my babysitter has to get to work at 9. She was supposed to take my little girl to school. Now it's not at 8, it's at 10, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to have to juggle and get back so I can actually take my child to school. So that's exciting. So I figured that out at like before I left.
Lucy deserves a day off.
Yeah, let her stay
at
home.
Let's give it to her. No, I'm just kidding.
That would be awesome.
It would be like home alone.
See, I'm so that my mom was so chill. Like if we didn't feel good, she'd always let us stay home. Or if we needed a day, she'd let us take it. Like her, Lucy's dad is very, he like never missed a day of school. So he's like the opposite end of the spectrum.
That, I never got that. People who were like, I've never missed a day. That's very poor.
Was that producer?
Vibes.
Yeah, I was going to say that reminds me. Were you that kid, Chops?
That never missed a day.
But
of school.
Never missed a day, like no, perfect attendance.
I rarely, if I was actually really sick, then yeah, I miss. Otherwise, no, I didn't.
Yeah, Chops
miss.
Would have a kid right now, and like the kid would have the coronavirus. He's like, well, little Jimmy's got to make it to school,
yeah.
So we're gonna make sure he goes in today and doesn't miss any days.
Lou did tell me they watched a whole series on the coronavirus, like
what?
They watched
what?
Newscasts
really?
At school. Because I was eating dinner, I was like. And she was like, Mom!
Mom, you've got it!
Coronavirus! I was like, Lucy, I just swallowed wrong.
I love you so much, Mom! I love you!
Oh my God.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, that's a fun way to start off the morning, having to deal with all that.
A little juggling act, but hey, it's all good.
All right. Maybe I didn't even ask because my brain's so foggy this morning. How was your day yesterday? Like, what'd you do?
Oh, well, we got facials, Liv and I, like at separate times, but that was so fun. And it was funny because it's never totally relaxing for me because I get to see one of my best friends. She does the facials at Dr. Chernoff. So we had so much fun. I did a different one. I did a cryofacial.
Okay. So what is it? And that's a cold.
Yeah, that's like super duper cold. I almost feel like it's like perfect if you have a big event and it just helps the elastin and skin tightening the pores. Like if you have like a high, like a reunion or like a big some event, I think it's
right,
perfect
because like
it just makes
or something.
You like tight and bright. Yeah.
I got a salt facial yesterday and this was my very, very first facial. So I was so excited. And they took like even like the before pictures and everything,
oh, cool.
Which I thought was like so fun because I follow the Kardashians plastic surgeon on Instagram. I don't recommend because it makes you not feel great about yourself seeing all the work that people are doing. You're like, wow, I want that. I want that. I want that. But I went there and I had a facial done and it was like a treatment facial. So they said that there's a difference. There's like they call like them pretty facials, which are just like good and they're relaxing. And then there's treatment ones that actually kind of like really do work on the skin. So I got a salt one, which is a treatment one. My skin feels amazing. It feels so good. And then there were like a lot of relaxing parts to it, but they did so much. My skin like soaked in all of the serum and lotions that they put in on my skin. They put me under like a lamp to help my skin. It was, I mean, my face feels so soft.
So like with Lindsay, my wife, if I wanted to like save some money or something like that, could I just grab some like kosher salt and rub it? Or, like, how do
Not
they do
quite.
It?
No, this is a whole deal. But yeah,
use like
your
tool and they like scrape it across your skin, but it feels so nice. And also the person that was doing it, I guess, is friends with Mackenzie, Samantha, and she was so nice. I was chatting it up with her.
Oh, we are like, like we can't stop. And then it's time to go.
I love when you get to talk to people, but there's certain places, for example, and I hope they're not listening because I don't mean this in a bad way, but like my dentist when I go there.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
you can't reply.
How you doing? You're like, oh, good. It's really good. It's like, oh, God, I'm drooling everywhere. I think I'm just, sorry,
remember
I just
we talked
now.
About this? Some barbershops have like the no talkie chair. Like, because men sometimes feel uncomfortable, and in particular, they don't want to chat it up while they're getting their hair done.
Well,
so like
yeah.
You can go in a certain chair and it means like no talk.
I need that one. I mean, I like listening to conversations. I go like to a barbershop. I don't have hair, but like my beard to get trimmed up. But I don't want to be like da-da-da-da and have my beard get chopped off.
Joe needs that chair for work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I would take that every single day and just push buttons. All right, well, hey, we got a lot to get to this morning. Of course, it being a Thursday, we're going to do some group therapy, try to help Matthew out. And, well, Liv's parents here. We got to do something to make it awkward.
Yes.
So we'll figure that out. And, of course, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is Joe and Mackenzie. And if you want to be part of the show, 833-563-2539. What's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, big, huge breaking baby news. Plus, did he really eat 40 pizzas in 30 days?
Yes, I did.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Wow, this is huge, big, breaking baby news. Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas, expecting their first child together. Multiple sources confirming that the 23-year-old actress is El Prego with her first baby. This is so exciting.
Baby actually sounds on tune.
So Sophie's 23. Joe is 30. They got married in Vegas just in May of 2019. So, hey, this seems as though it was probably a surprise, but this is so exciting.
I wonder if this baby will be in Game of Thrones.
Our Joe Bros president of the fan club, are you ecstatic?
I'm so excited. I'm so happy, but I love them because they were so relatable and they were like a young, fun couple that like I could like relate to, but I'm not going to be able to really like relate to them anymore. I feel like she's going to be maybe like different. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for another Jonas Brother baby, but it's going to be different.
You know Nick and Priyanka are going to start popping out those kids too soon.
I don't
soon.
Care. They're, I do not
You're
care.
Over them.
Nick and Priyanka are boring to me. Joe and Sophie were the fun couple.
Oh, well, maybe this will give you info. They can still be fun and young and have kids. So they have not confirmed. We're waiting for their official announcement, but it's all over the place that she is Pregger. So congratulations. Moving on to the Backstreet Boys about to embark on their DNA World Tour. And here they are having some fun covering Cisco's Thong Song.
Let me see. That. to show that dog, 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 dog. I like it when the beat goes, baby, make your booty go. I know you like to show that dog, 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 dog.
She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like one, baby, move your butt, butt. Let me see that dog.
Into it. I want to see them. I've never seen them live before, but I definitely want to. I've seen New Kids on the Block. I went to the package tour with like 90 Degrees, Boys to Men, and KOTB, but I'd like to see Backstreet Boys.
Which is your favorite boy band? Like if only one NSYNC. Could survive. NSYNC. Okay.
Who's going to tour without J to the T, which I'm like, you need, although I love Lance Bass. I've interviewed him many times, but I feel like you need Justin Timberlake up in there. Katy Perry went on Jimmy Kimmel Live talking about how she told producers that they had to get Lionel Richie to be a judge on American Idol, and that she teases Luke Bryan about getting on the vitamin train.
I come in with a different color drink every morning, whether it be green juice, celery juice, turmeric, bone broth. And he's like, why are you drinking animal
what is
bones?
That? What is that?
And I'm like, honey, you need to start taking vitamins and not so much Metamucil.
You do need to have those vitamins. I need to beef up on my vitamins. Do you take vitamins like a daily, Joe?
I actually take a women's multivitamin daily, yes.
You do? A women's?
Yes, for whatever reason. I don't know why, but my wife said it, and it's true. I looked it up. Like, my iron level was kind of low before. And men's multivitamin, maybe it has iron, but not much. But women's has, like, a full day's worth. So, yes, fellas, get your ladies' multivitamin on.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a purple one. It's really cute.
Okay, it's really cute. Mm-hmm. It makes your skin glow. I love it. Well, the Papa John founder, okay, here's the deal. He said he had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. Okay, this was a statement that he made like a few months back. Now, did he really eat 40 pizzas within a month's time?
Well, I didn't say I'd eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days. I said I had 40 pizzas in 30 days.
When I said I had a pizza, that means I ate it.
Well, when I said had a pizza, means I'm inspecting.
Right.
You know, and so I'm not eating every pizza. I may be eating parts of pizzas. I probably eat 8 or 9 slices a week. Probably when I was at Papa John's, I was probably 12 or 15 because we're always testing new products.
All right, listen. Nobody inspects a pizza. You either eat a pizza or you don't eat a pizza.
We're black and white on this show, okay?
So let's not lie about things.
Come on,
Papa John.
Papa John.
That's insane.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
It is Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. We'll be right back. Good morning, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. So, producer Porkchop, you face your partner in bed?
You guys are literally the dumbest.
Let's take it back.
I'll talk for 10 minutes and you want to hear 5 seconds of what I say and that's all you hear.
Let's take it back to the convo that just happened during that song where we're like, whoa, what did you just say?
I said that it's amazing that I'm not sick because my boyfriend is extremely like sick right now. He's got a really bad cold and fever.
Feel better, hostage boy.
He's been like this since Sunday and look at me. I'm not sick. I actually feel great.
Look at me.
And I was like, well, I mean, that happens, you know? People, that doesn't mean you're going to get it just because you're around
him.
Right, but
colds are contagious. And I mean, we sleep together. You know, we're in bed face to face.
Who
is
face to face in
and
bed?
Then record scratch moment happens.
He says that.
And
I'm
we're
like,
face to face, blowing in each other's faces.
And the way he put his hands, he literally made it so there was only an inch of space in between what is supposed
like
to
this.
Be their faces.
You're looking at each other.
Yeah. So you're going to tell me.
I would hate that. Oh my God, I would hate that.
Exactly. You're going to tell me you've never woken up and then like, oh, look, you're right in your significant other's face. Like you move when you sleep.
I might push Lindsay over
I'm
or
like,
something.
You're breathing
yeah.
on me.
No, but you're sleeping, Joe. You're sleeping. You have no control. You just
yes, I do.
Unconscious.
You wrap yourself
you
up like a burrito.
You consciously move in your sleep?
You wrap yourself up like a burrito. You're not going anywhere.
Huh?
If you
tuck yourself
up
in the blankets.
Burrito in the blankets and you're like not going to move as
a burrito
much,
blanket. Google
I
it.
Just picture Hostage Boy and Porkchop literally being like noses touching, just
yeah,
looking
that's...
into each other's eyes, just falling asleep. Like, you asleep yet, baby? No.
I'm about
How
to,
about
though.
Now?
Like, have you ever woken up and he's just like
staring at you?
Oh, God.
It's probably the other way around.
Wait, you're staring at him?
Well, because I wake up first.
So you just wake up and stare at him while he's sleeping?
Good morning.
No, I don't stare at him.
I bet like this morning, Chops woke up at like 3, 3:30. Haas's boy just went to bed at like 2. Just staring at him. Hey.
He paints him before he gets up.
Hey. I've woken up and my dog who passed away had been staring at me and that eked me out.
Yeah, I thought your dog was blind.
Before.
Oh.
That's why I was even more eked out. That was before.
Also, Porkchop says, that's creepy. A dog staring at you. Your own partner, a human being. You just wake up and they're staring at you in your face.
I hope I get sick and transfer it to all of you.
Well, I'm not going to get it because you're not sleeping in my bed. You're not even being in my guest room, okay? I hope he does feel better, though.
Yeah.
And that is a little weird. You can tweet us, Joe McKenzie. Are you like Porkchop and Hostage Boy? Sleeping face to face. Hey, about to get into Joe's Need to Know News. After that, it's going to be Song of the Day. It's a Thursday, so it's going to be a throwback Thursday. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Nearly 15,000 cases of the coronavirus were reported in one Chinese province on Thursday. That's a jump officials in the country said was linked to how they're diagnosing new cases. In addition to the new cases, 242 new deaths were also reported in a province, which I'm not even going to try to say, in China on Thursday. Speaking of the coronavirus, this video will be up at joemckenzie.com for you to judge for yourself. But two pranksters thought it would be funny to pretend to have contamination container, and they were dressed up as hazmat stuff, and they got in a New York subway with the coronavirus, and it was actually just Kool-Aid that was colored. They wore hazmat suits, they were holding the container, and they ended up like accidentally having it. Chops is laughing. I'm sorry. I would freak out. You think this is funny? Come on.
He does. I do not think that's funny.
No. Go ahead. Talk on the microphone. Quit being afraid.
Dude, the flu kills more people than the coronavirus. What if these guys went around with the jar that said the flu? Do you think anyone would care? No. Yes, it's funny.
I would have laughed maybe if they would have had Corona pour out everywhere. Maybe. But it's just, imagine though, when you see somebody in a hazmat suit and all this stuff, like people, like, is it terrorism? What is it? I don't like to be scared, except for like Halloween.
Plus, we've heard the rumblings that China is telling us that it's like not the epidemic that it is.
Oh, they're lying. China lies about everything.
Well, that's a broad statement, but I'm just saying that
they're dictators.
This is a bigger epidemic than we think, so I think it's scary. What was when people were sending that white powder everywhere and people were freaking
cocaine?
Out?
Cocaine?
Oh, and this reminds me when people were joking about it and sending it to people, and that was a big deal.
Yeah, you try to send McKenzie one joke letter in the mail.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Then you get arrested.
The story of how I met Joe.
Yeah, it was in court. Really fun. Okay, now this is somewhere where I would hate to meet you, McKenzie, and have this disagreement. On an air flight, an American Airlines passenger has divided social media up after video shaming a fellow guy who punched and pushed her seat when she reclined it. Can you or can you not, on a plane, recline your seat into somebody else's area? Yes
you
or no?
Can, but it is rude.
So the answer is no.
It's
don't be a turn.
Yeah,
there's not enough room, unfortunately, to recline.
It's just like when you crash into someone's knees when you go back, that's just not very thoughtful.
Well, it reclines. What do you want to do? So like this video I'll also put up at Joe's joeandmckenzie.com. He's pushing and he's pushing and he's just like, he's not punching, but he's like, he's just tapping.
Yeah.
Just to be annoying. And I can't believe she sits there with her phone and holds it for like a minute. I would have lost my stuff. But she's just like, so I think she's wrong. As a matter of fact, they actually came by and gave the man some free drinks, I guess the airline like people did. So they probably felt bad for him because he was like, he had no room at all. Mm-hmm. I would have lost my stuff.
It's insane how small the seats are. I mean, if I always upgrade to premium seating at least, and that's like a normal seat I feel like should be.
Oh, yes. I've been in first class one time for like a 20-minute flight, the greatest flight of my life.
Right?
And
that's
it was,
not what you want to do, not a 20. You want to do first class for like a four
well,
or five-hour
no,
flight.
Well, no, they upgraded me and Lindsay.
Oh,
you
nice.
Think I'm going to spend the money? Please, I'm too cheap. No, but they upgraded me. I'm like, oh my, what? This is comfortable.
Cocktails and it's yeah, the
and,
life.
Yeah, not even the drinks included. It was amazing. So yeah, you're right. They're little sardine cans that they stuff us into. McDonald's, this could be the greatest news ever besides they got those new little chicken biscuits. McDonald's ice cream machines are pretty notorious for breaking down at the most inconvenient time. Like when you really want an ice cream cone, I feel it's like, oh, well, we're repairing our machine. I'm like, no. That may no longer be a problem. Some McDonald's franchises are teaming up with a software company called Kitch, which has developed a technology that can detect and correct little malfunctions within the machine. It will attach to the current machine and ensure that the automated cleaning cycle is scheduled properly. It can also correct issues caused by human error, such as over or underfilling the machine.
Wow.
Guys, this should have been ahead of coronavirus as far as priority of news stories today. This is big.
It's interesting the timing of it all, because usually, you know, during the summer, but I guess
we're getting ready for it.
Up for it.
About to have a hot boy summer, me and my vanilla ice cream cone. And today, special day. I know Mackenzie's celebrating Galentine's Day.
Yes, I'm taking my little girl. We're having a fancy dinner tonight. We're going to get all dolled up. I'm excited.
Get a different name day. I don't mind my name Joe. It's not that bad, but I know some people
it's
probably don't like that.
It's legit the get another name day today.
Yep, get a different name day.
What would you pick?
I like it. I might go with like...
Do something exotic, because Joe's very...
As a kid, I thought it was funny. My dad had a neighbor. His name was Rick.
Yeah, something exotic like Rick.
Very exotic, Rick.
No, but like...
so much different than Joe.
Where are you from?
His name was Rick. Okay, his name was Richard, but they'd call him another name, which you can say.
Oh, you want that to be your name?
I think it's funny.
We call you that all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Honey.
Oh, thanks. Okay. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemackenzie.com. Song of the Day, it's coming up next, and it's all about those throwback artists. It's a Throwback Thursday here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. It's going on right now here on Joe Mackenzie. On Radio Now. What you'll do is you'll hear all of our options, and then you'll only vote for one of the songs. Today's category is Throwback Thursday, and the way you vote is you take your phone and you text in the number 52140, and you're going to enter the word song, S-O-N-G, in the message, and that will give you the way to vote, and you'll choose between myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv, and Pork Chop. Let's kick it off this morning for Throwback Thursday. Mackenzie, what song are you picking?
Oh, okay. I was like, what haven't I chosen for a little bit? I had to go with Queen Bee. And you know what? You are one of a kind. Everyone should realize this. I went with Beyoncé's Irreplaceable.
You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
You know the words, whether you think you do or you don't. We discovered yesterday, to the left, to the left. So vote right now. Text the word song to 52140 and vote for B.
I wasn't laughing at your song choice. I was laughing at Mackenzie and Chops had a coordinated high five when they said to the left, to
That's
the left.
I edited that slightly.
Yeah,
oh, to get
I wanted,
the most votes.
Reproduce the song.
Because we needed to.
Remixed
that.
It.
To the left, to the left.
Yeah,
so please vote for it.
Song,
that took effort.
That left to the left part isn't right.
Pork Chop exclusive. Everybody, remix.
But you couldn't even tell that I re-edited it, right?
It sounded
sound good.
So
You're
tight.
Basically the Chainsmokers. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Way to go, bro. Way to go. All right, moving on. My song is going to get you hyped up. I don't know how you're feeling this morning. I'm tired. I was also tired earlier in the week, but you rallied me through because you voted for my song. And my song today is by the King.
Elvis?
No, I'm trying to think of what I could call him the king of. Well, I don't know. He's a kid.
The king of Michigan?
Yes, there you go. I'm talking about, well, that could be Bob Seger too. Let's just go with this. This guy is pretty cool. I know he's kind of went off the deep end lately. So what? Forgive him for that. His music's still dope back in the day. The one and only Kid Rock, Ba with the Ba.
Ba with the Ba, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, drum, the boogie. Ba with the Ba, the bang, the bang, diggy, 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 set the boogie, set up, drum, the boogie.
Wait, is the theme Throwback Thursday or White Trash? I'm just
kidding. Well, first of all...
Shots fired!
First of all, as somebody that represents White Trash, yes, it is a great White Trash artist. No, Kid Rock, though, come on, that's going to get you pumped up. Bah with the ball, the bang, diggy, diggy. Everybody likes that, even if you're not White
this
Trash.
This week, you have been a rock god over here, like picking all like the rage rock...
I
cherry pie.
I feel like I have my pulse on the people.
Yeah,
and it's weird.
Criminal.
Are you angry? Do you just go in your garage and just like punch stuff?
Yes. Well, and I haven't seen my therapist, Julie, in a month or two. So that's probably why. But let me tell you right now, I got a pulse on the people. I think our audience is majority white trash. So.
Oh.
No, no, there's nothing, but there's nothing wrong with that. You guys, that, listen, if you're listening right now, because I'm kind of trashy.
Dude, you're going to get zero votes.
No, see, you guys are making it bad.
You're literally just like, if you're white trash, vote for me.
No. Don't let these guys make you feel bad for who you are and what you are and what you like. Wow. If I went with Nickelback, that probably win today, too, because it's good music.
Here comes the backpedaling.
No.
The funny thing, Joe, is you have 3 wins in a row this week. You're because trying to get your fourth.
Because I know what people like, and I like that, and I know people like that.
Yeah, people love being called white trash.
Wow.
I do. I have no problem with it. I embrace
Especially the suburban, like, young moms with their kids.
Oh, come on. You got a little white trash in you. You know
do you
do.
Forget we're on in Houston, too, Joe?
Okay. You think there's not trashy people in Houston, too? There's trashy people everywhere. And there's nothing wrong.
Wow.
I don't apologize. If you're butt hurt by that, then you have a problem. Because I'm saying it jokingly because that's what I am. But anyways.
All right. Anyways, okay. Poor
Gosh,
child.
I like
that there's a 3-person gang up on me that they're so desperate that I don't win again.
I'm so happy I have to take my little girl to school because I won't have to be in the meetings that are going to happen after the show.
So vote for me. If you want to hear that white trash anthem this morning, you know you do. Show people how good we are. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. When you're prompted to vote, vote for letter A.
Yeah.
Top that, Chops.
Okay, so my song is it's from an artist that actually helped make Kim Kardashian famous. That is Ray J, Sexy Can I. And shout out to my friend Matt, who helped. I forgot about this song, and I absolutely love it. And Matt was like, dude, for Throwback Thursday, you gotta pick Ray J, Sexy Can I.
Sexy can I, just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is...
Yes, yeah, all about Kim Kardashian. So if you want to hear that song, text SONG to 52140. Then when you're prompted, vote for the letter D.
I legit love that song.
Thank
I
you,
love me some
Mackenzie?
Ray J. Like when yeah. Kim dated him, she would put the toothpaste on his toothbrush for him before
that's
they made
so
their
sweet.
Sexy time tape.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow, that's love.
Insider scoop.
Mackenzie was there, like in the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you guys are goals.
Live the web, girl.
So I went with a good throwback song. I kind of went with kind of Joe, like kind of like the rock, but I was thinking like more like alternative teen.
We can't have two white
rock.
Trashy songs on the same
it's
day.
It's not white trashy. It's more just teen angst.
Oh.
So I went with one of my favorite bands when I was younger, Simple Plan, and that's the song Perfect.
We lost it all, and nothing lasts forever. I'm sorry, I can't.
What a great song that
is. It's so good. And, you know, if you're just feeling the pressure to be perfect, you can just jam out to this song. You can vote for me by texting the word song to 52140 and voting for letter C.
Let's recap what you can vote for this morning for Throwback Thursday. Mackenzie had Irreplaceable by Beyonce. Myself, Joe, I went with Bob with the Bob. Porkchop went with Sexy Can I by Ray J and Kim Kardashian. And Liv went with Perfect by Simple Plan. All you have to do now is vote one time. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Good morning to you. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. We got myself, Joe Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl. Her parents are chilling in studio this morning.
Yeah,
producer
hey.
Pork Chop.
I Lenny love Bree, having them here. It's so fun.
A technical producer. And you. Liv the Web Girl, can I help you?
We got a DM from Bacon Disc Golf that said, Joe is doomed. I voted for Pork Chop. They're
Why?
Not happy about your comment.
Well, let me tell you what songs you went with, and maybe you'll understand why some people are being butthurt this morning. The theme for Throwback Thursday is Throwback Thursday. So Mackenzie went with Beyonce, Irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. To the left, to the left.
Now, myself, Joe, I was trying to describe my artist that I went with, which was Kid Rock, Ba with the Ba, and I was trying to say, like, he's the king of Michigan, but then you got Bob Seger and other people, so I don't know if that was fair, and somehow the word white trash got brought up. I'm like, yeah, he's kind of a white trash anthem. And there's nothing wrong with that, because I, at my heart and soul, definitely got a little white trash in me, and I thought that would totally be a winner today. We'll find out and see, but apparently some people didn't agree with that. Some did. Some fell in love with it and embraced it.
We're not talking about you calling Kid Rock white trash. We're talking about you calling every one of our listeners white trash.
No, I said I think a majority of our listeners are white trash, and by that I mean that, listen.
Listen to him try to dig
himself
out.
No, I'm not digging out. It's the taste. Like, I don't care what people say. I say a majority of our listeners like Nickelback, and you're going to say that's whatever.
Alex just called and was like, oh, hell to the no. He voted for Beyonce, and he hated that comment.
Well, Alex is
made.
A diva, so Alex is can't. Oh my gosh.
Alex rocks and listens every day.
Diva, though. You're not going to call a diva a diva?
You don't know Alex.
I've talked to Alex every day when the phone call comes in.
You're just mad because he never votes for you.
Yeah, and he's a better dresser.
God, that's how I judge myself in life. Now let's see how the rest of the songs stack up here. Moving on from that anthem, we had Pork Chop with Sexy Can I by Ray J. Sorry, it had to restart because I got a little distracted. He chose this song right here. Just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a life. And Liv, her parents probably can attest to this. A little angsty at times, a little rebellious. She's just trying to be perfect, guys. She went with Simple Plan.
Sorry, I can't be perfect.
Now, I'm really anxious. I don't know how you guys feel, but I'm excited to hear the results this morning for Song of the Day.
Oh, I thought you were anxious because you might get fired because you called our listeners white trash.
I could get fired. I don't want to say I'm not getting fired, but I'm a man of the people.
I will say, the results actually are very exciting.
Oh, gosh.
I think that means he won.
No, of course they are.
Three of us are very, very close, one of us is, like, kind of far behind.
Oh, that's why me.
Last place with 18% of the vote. Shockingly, it's the song that I thought would win. Mackenzie.
Oh! I have been vindicated even if I don't come in first.
I'm telling you, for some reason, Beyonce gets no love. I have picked Beyonce so many times and have always come in last.
Well, now I am going to have to vote for Pork Chop because I want to hear Ray J then.
Second and third place are tied at 25%. First place has 30%. But there is a one vote difference. So coming in third with 25% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Whoa!
Hey, I still smoke Beyonce, and what was her name, Alex? Or his name, Alex?
His name.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex, wow, okay.
Joe gets confused. We used to have a co-host named Alex that was a girl.
Okay. So, that is how you do it. Represented for my people. I didn't expect to win every day, guys. I've won 3 days in a row. Eventually, I have to be human.
Second place.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is, remember, one vote behind third, so tied.
I think it's Pork Chop
with
today,
second, Liv. 25%.
No, it's me.
I hope it's Liv that wins.
Is Liv the web girl.
Oh, man.
So with 30% of the vote, I did get the win.
Hey, Chops is your winner today with Sexy Can I by Ray J. Throwback Thursday. How you feeling after that big W?
I'm feeling good. It's been a while since I've had a win. Well, I've got another one for next Throwback Thursday, too.
Oh, what is it?
Seal, Kissed by a Rose.
Okay, well, we know he won't win that one.
Wow, where's Seal been, by the way?
Or I was thinking Neo, Sexy Love.
That's not going to win.
That's not going to win.
Okay, I'll go with Seal.
Seal's not going to win either.
I mean, don't listen to me, though, because I'm always like at the bottom.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Beyonce. I'm sure that'll win today.
I had 1 week where I was on top, baby, and never again.
Yep.
It's all good.
It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Good morning, Liv.
I just wanted to give a shout out to my parents' friends. They're all listening in the workout room right now at their country club.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I got to be on my best behavior.
We love having Liv's parents here. I'm like getting choked up. No, I'm choking on cinnamon.
All right.
I love having them here. They brought
Help
us
her.
Lattes this morning. It was so sweet.
Give her done in by a cinnamon latte. Get her some water. I feel like you'll never be allowed back at the club after today's show. Yeah. But we'll see what happens. So I thought of Pork Chop when I saw this story. And I love you, bro. I do. But I get worried about how you feed your dog or what you feed them.
Oh, gosh.
And I thought about maybe my wife, too. And people that feed their pets, I want to know, like, how fat is your dog? 833-563-2539.
Dude, Pork Chop's dog came in studio a couple weeks ago, and that thing is thick with
cheese. Damn, boy.
She waddled in and chunky. It was so cute.
Not. She's
That's a thick boy.
You can see her rib cage sticking out.
Chops. You cannot tell me that you don't have a thick dog.
I got a thick rib cage.
I mean, I like them big, though.
I like a big dog.
My parents, okay, so this is so funny. They had two little Bichons.
Okay.
And that little white, hypoallergenic dogs. One passes away. I go to college. I'm like away. And I come back. It has literally, the other one has like tripled the size.
They kept on putting two dog bowls out.
Stuffed sausage. It was It was Mo and Millie. Millie ballooned up to I couldn't even recognize her. And my parents had been giving they give filet and like bacon, and they were giving whatever they used to give both of them to poor Millie. She was straight up obese.
Oh my god!
My mom's like, it's just her winter weight. Hey.
And my dog eats the best. Did we forget that my boyfriend, Hostage Boy, is a store manager at a pet store?
I was not bringing this topic up to talk about the quality of food, just the fact about fat dogs. 833-563-2539. Let me explain the story that actually prompted the whole thing that reminded me of you of this. There's a morbidly obese dog and has been put on a diet by vets after tipping the scales at 22 pounds. It's a Jack Russell Terrier. It's almost double the weight that they should be because of the love of Doritos. This dog loves eating Doritos, all flavors, and I guess she'd eat about a third of a bag every time the owner had some. Eventually, she started buying the big family size bags, just giving her dog all these Doritos. It's like, when do you say no? Like, I think of my grandma, who, like, her dog is her life. She's kind of lonely. It's just her and my mom. And I feel like, oh my God, these people that feed their pets all this stuff, their dogs are so fat.
I hope Doritos, they are capitalizing on this. Right? This is great for that. Like, the dog cannot get enough.
I want to try to find a photo to show you guys while we're talking about this. But
what kind of that?
It is a Jack Russell Terrier. So it's only supposed to be, I think, like 10 or 11 pounds. But the fact is, it's double that weight. And it's cute and funny, but it's also not because, you know, you don't want the dog to have health issues. But the dog is like, as we were saying, thick. It's a thick boy.
See, I don't have a dog. But my boyfriend has a dog, and I'm obsessed with his dog. We do not feed it anything besides dog food, and we only feed it twice a day. I think people who feed their dog from the table, as much as they think they're being kind to their dog, I think it's bad for the dogs.
And it is.
I mean, Chops, I don't know you're feeding your dog.
I do not feed my dog off the table.
It's your
on the floor.
Boyfriend, Hostage Boy might be or something, because that dog is very overweight.
No, this dog is so cute. Joe's just flashing a picture. It has like a normal size head and then a ginormous ballooned up white body, and it's so cute. I love everything chubby. Like, I love chubby babies. I love chubby dogs. I don't like cats, but if there's like an obese cat, I think it's cute.
He kind of looks like a walrus.
Aww. That's sad, though.
This is like the Honey Boo Boo of Jack Russell Terriers.
This is Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Mackenzie, gosh, what's coming up in the tea?
Well, Snoop is saying he's sorry. Plus, LeBron gives students the surprise of a lifetime.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Justin Bieber. His vows with his beautiful wifey, Hailey Bieber, have been revealed. And here's Hailey talking about their big day.
Everything happened the exact way it was supposed to. I really believe that. Even all the little mishaps that might have happened and us stumbling over our words and whatever it was, I think that it was so meant to be.
I pronounce that they are husband and wife together in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Wow, so these two really being transparent and opening up. This is the latest episode of his documentary series, Seasons. And then Bieber goes on to say that he and Hailey just like to Netflix and chill, more on the chill. we're picking up what you're laying down, Biebs, okay?
Yummy, yummy.
Yes, well, Snoop D-O-double-G apologizing to Gayle King over that rant he made, being very upset at her over her Kobe Bryant comments.
Two wrongs don't make no right. When you're wrong, you gotta fix it. I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked. I should have handled it way different than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful. I apologize. Hopefully we can sit down and talk privately.
All right, Snoop Dogg, quit being disrespectful and like record better audio because that was disrespectful to my ears.
Well, that was via his Instagram apologizing to Gayle King, and this is what he's apologizing for.
Gayle King, we expect more from you, Gayle. I get sick of y'all. I want to call you one. Is it okay if I call him one? Funky dog head bitch. How dare you try to tarnish my homeboy's reputation, punk mother. Respect the family and back off, bitch, before we come get you.
Okay, because that was over an interview she did with basketball star Lisa Leslie. So I don't know. I wonder if Oprah reached out and he was like, ooh, because Gayle's bestie is the most powerful woman.
Yeah, Oprah's like, I will end you.
But good for Snoop. I'm glad he had a change of heart and he's taking it back. And he probably shouldn't have gone public when he was so heated at that point. So a good example for us all. Also a good example for us all, LeBron James. So he opened the I Promise School 2 years ago in an elementary school in Akron, Ohio to help at-risk children. And yesterday, taking it one step farther at Kent State University, he announced he was giving free college tuition for 4 years to all eligible students of the first I Promise graduating class.
And when you reach under your seat, you're going to find an envelope. And so as you open that envelope, what you're going to see is that we're announcing today that we will guarantee your tuition will be free at Kent State University and your first year of room and board free.
How incredible! 193 students will receive tuition that value around $11,000 a year.
Who's going to give me some stuff for free? I want that. That sounds awesome.
LeBron doing great things. That is so cool. And if you were a fan back in the day of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids with Rick Moranis, it's coming back after a 24-year hiatus. Rick Moranis is rebooting it, baby.
Yes, nothing like being shrunk and falling into all kinds of places.
But 24 years ago, he was like the hottest thing, and now he's like, okay, I'm ready to come back. He lost his wife, and he took a break from Hollywood, but Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the reboot, will be featured on Disney+.
Okay, well then, so we cool. got that, so we'll have to check that on out. I hope it's good.
The stud known as Rick Moranis.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM, now to 52140.
On Thursdays, we like to do a little something called group therapy to try to help people out, and today, Mackenzie, we'll be talking to Matthew.
Aw, this is so sweet. He's reaching out about the one that got away.
All right, it's coming up in less than 10 minutes. You can help him out. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Group therapy is going on right now here on Joe and McKenzie. If you want to be part of it, DM us. Porkchop tries to set it up and get you on as quickly as possible to help you at 833-563-2539. That's the number to call, or Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. This morning, let's go right to it. Matthew, welcome to the show. What's going on with you, and how can we try to help?
Guys, oh my God. I'm freaking out a little bit. I'm going to be like brutally honest and as transparent as possible here. I have a new girlfriend, and she's great. She's beautiful, and she's a little younger than I'm used to, and she's wealthy also. So, like, perfect on paper. Seriously, I don't want to mess this up, but, and this is a big but, the thing is, not a day goes by that I don't think of someone else. Like, literally, the one that got away, I tried to suppress it. I'm telling myself to move on, to just let go. But I can't.
Okay, so tell us about the one that got away. Is this like, is it an ex-girlfriend, I assume?
Yeah. She's like, I mean, yeah. Everything reminds me of her. You know, I'm trying to keep myself busy. I got this new girl, but she's the best person I've had in my life.
How long has this been? Like, I mean, you have a new girl now. Like, how long ago were you with this old one that got away? Like, and how quickly did you get into this new relationship? Because maybe you got in too fast. You know what I mean? Maybe you really didn't move on.
Or take time to heal.
Well, I mean, it's been months and months since we have had any contact whatsoever. But, I mean, like, I just keep going back to it. Like, I was just immature. And, like, I felt like I wasn't ready for commitment, you know, when we were together, and I kind of treated her badly.
So you treated your ex badly?
Yeah, she's my ex, and I can't stop thinking of her, you know? Like, oh, she's warm, she's beautiful, you know, she's really loving, and, you know, she's kind of out of my league, and I was the one who ruined it, not her. She was the best person I've ever had in my life, so...
So you have major regret, it sounds like.
That's all I'm hearing. I've heard nothing about the new girl. I'm hearing only about his previous girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I made no effort with her.
Do you feel like sometimes in a past, do you think because you're in a new relationship, sometimes then you realize, I feel like honestly, sometimes it does take a new relationship to realize what you had.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about her so much. I'm checking up on her social media secretly, you know, but
that's not good.
You know, I'm afraid to reach out to her.
You're afraid? Why?
Well, she might, I don't know, she probably hates me for just like not reaching, like ghosting her pretty much.
Well, what about, I mean, you know? Your current girlfriend though too, I don't think she would want you to reach out to a former flame. I wouldn't want my wife Lindsay to reach out to a former guy.
But is this new girlfriend, right. How new is this? Is this like really new?
It's been like a couple months. I mean, okay. it's a thing. It's not just like we met last week, you know, it's like it's real, but I can't stop thinking about, you know, the one that got away. So that's why I'm calling. Like, what should I reach out?
I mean, I think it's going to bug you until you do.
But he has a girlfriend. No, he shouldn't reach out.
So there was no closure. How did it end with this ex that you still are, like, carrying your heart? How did it end?
Well, okay. There was literally no closure. I mean, I was being a jerk, and we stopped talking, and then I just never reached out again. So, like, I miss her. You know, I miss her face and like hearing her voice, and she always made me feel so good. And like,
I think you're still in love with her.
Oh my gosh, you think? This is the most obvious thing we've ever had. 833-563-2539. What should Matthew be doing here? I mean, my first thing is break up, right? And go after his ex, because that's what it sounds like he wants to do anyways.
I think he should definitely break up with the girl he's with right now, but maybe not reach out to the ex. I think maybe he needs to give it more time.
I mean, she's great, though. I don't, like, that's the thing. Like,
is your ex with someone else? Because you said you've been stalking her on social media. Has she already moved on, the girl that has your heart?
I have no idea. Like,
So is that why you're scared? So if you put it all out there, you don't know if...
Oh, I would be crushed, for real. If she was with someone else, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in her life or anything, but, like... Yeah,
dude, I think you need to shoot your shot.
I would just like flip.
I think you need to shoot your shot.
Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right, what should Matthew do in the situation? Mackenzie says shoot the shot. I say at the very least break up with his current girlfriend now. What do you think?
Therapy.
I think Matthew wants to see if he can get the one he truly loves back, and if not, he wants to stay.
Whatever's comfortable.
Yeah.
All right, 833-563-2539. Matthew can hang on and hopefully get some help from you coming up next here on Joe and Mackenzie with Group Therapy.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Matthew is, well, it sounds like stuck on his ex. He has a girlfriend now, but him and the other girl broke up several months ago, and he doesn't know what to do if he should go after the one that got away.
Yeah, he's saying he regrets how it ended with his ex because they just kind of ghosted her and he was immature. And now he's like, I feel like that does happen though, more times than not. Like you get with someone new to get over heartbreak or over someone else, and then it just makes you want that person even more.
833-563-2539. Also social media wise, it's Joe and Mackenzie.
Rod on Twitter said, let that one go away. I understand you think you can't get over her, but you will in time. Embrace your new girlfriend or even someone new, but do not reach out. And then Vicky said, I think Matthew should break up with his current girlfriend, but not immediately go after his ex. Give it some time to heal.
Wow. Okay. So two saying do not reach out.
All right, Matthew, we got you there, right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we're going to try to get you some help this morning for group therapy at 833-563-2539 and hopefully put you right down the right path. Amy, thank you for calling in. You're on with Matthew. What did you want to tell him?
I just heard some of the things that other people were giving advice about, but I think that it may help if he does reach out and say, I'm sorry, don't let this ruin, you know, your mentality going forward with other couples. I was immature, you know, maybe the closure will help. But I also think that he shouldn't keep his current girlfriend in the dark about how he's feeling, regardless of how it ends up. If he regrets treating his ex like crap, he shouldn't, do it to his current girlfriend. He needs to learn and grow from it and not do that to others.
But it sounds like to me, though, Amy, and I don't know if Matthew will admit it or not, sounds like, Mackenzie right up too, he wants to go back to the ex. Like, he feels like that's the one that went away. How do you approach that? Like, hey, I know I have a girlfriend right now, but I think I might want to leave her to be back with you.
Maybe if he opens up to his ex, you know, admitting how he was, you know, like what I was saying for him to do to begin with, maybe she'll end up saying, okay, maybe we can try and give it another shot.
Yeah,
you never know.
My opinion is that life is too short. If you love someone, tell them. If you miss someone, tell them. Everybody just so many times just holds everything inside. Words are not said, and it just that is crushing to me. She might be thinking of him every day just the same, and they're each other's person, but they're not because of like ego or pride or they're scared.
But isn't that disrespectful to the new relationship?
But if his heart's not in it, he doesn't love this new girl. He still, like, his heart is with his ex, and he's with her because he doesn't know if the ex hates him now because he was such a jerk or if she'll in fact take him back. And that's just, she shouldn't be the new girl because she looks good on paper and good on as a convenience if he doesn't even love her.
Matthew, I mean, let's be honest here. It sounds like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, none of us do, but it sounds like you really, really, really want to get back with your ex, which you feel like is the one that got away. Do you think you're just kind of like, this is a rebound thing with your current girl?
She is a catch. I don't want to, like, let that go. But,
you have, but real quick, sorry to cut
honestly,
you off.
Honestly, no one compares to my ex, though.
But I was going to say,
this is the facts. She's irreplaceable.
He said nothing. Matthew, you've said nothing. And I'm not trying to attack you. I'm just trying to lead you in the direction. Have you heard him say anything great about his current girl? I've heard nothing, not saying she's bad, but everything's about the ex, about the ex, about the ex.
So he has admittedly said that he was immature in his past relationship. How do we know he's still, yeah. I mean, if it's only been like months, if it's only been less than a year, he might still be just immature and just wanting what he can't have. Because I know so many guys that have these great girls and then they end up like ending because the guys are jerks or they mess up or they're immature and they want to have fun. And then once the girl's gone out of their life, they just want what they can't have. And that's the only reason why they want them back.
This is interesting right here, guys. A tweet that we got. You could interact with us. Joan McKenzie from Leah says, I went back to the one that got away. I was reminded why it didn't work out in the first place. I'm now happily married for 8 years to the one I kicked to the curb to try things again with the one that got away. Remember, there's a reason it didn't work the first time. And I'm not trying to bring it down, Matthew, but I mean, we could do all these scenarios in our heads, but who knows?
Matthew, are you prepared for if you do reach out to this ex, like she might be like, no, you treated me horribly, deuces. Like, I don't want anything to do with you.
Oh, that would be like the worst thing ever. I don't even want to think about that. But I mean, how do I even know?
I think you do it and call us back. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, Matthew. Yeah, I wish the best for you, man. It's just, I think we all agree. I don't even think he should be in a relationship right now.
But I think you should reach out because it's in your heart. You're going to sit and you're going to want to, and it's going to eat away at you. So just do it and see what happens.
Yeah, go ahead, Josh.
And have a happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I was going to say this. Break up today so you don't have to do anything on Valentine's Day because you obviously don't like the girl you're with anyways.
Oh.
Save the money, dude.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Wow.
I'm just trying to save the guy money. There's no love there, okay? Usually we do better with group therapy. Today, not so much.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, this is awkward because Liv's parents are actually in the building. Are we still going to talk about what you got paid to do?
Oh, goodness. Now I'm rethinking this.
All right. I think we're going to talk about what Liv got paid by some guy to do. I don't know because her parents are here. So give us like 2 minutes and we'll have a discussion and see if it's possible. If not, we'll do something else. this is really awkward, at least for me, but it's cool. I'm still going to bring it up unless Liv says we can't. Can we bring this up, yes or no?
Fine.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, a guy paid you and a friend to do something?
Yes.
What did you get paid to do?
So on Saturday, a guy offered $100.
Hold on a second. Parents are in the room. Can you step up to the microphone?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Well, she didn't finish her sentence.
No, I want them to guess what their daughter got paid $100 to do.
Ugh. Yeah, what do you guys think?
I don't even want to imagine.
Oh, come on, Mom.
Mama C, what do you think your daughter got paid $100?
I'm a little afraid right now here.
Do you want to take a guess?
This? Take a guess. What do you think your daughter did for $100?
Pray for someone?
Well, it's not dirty.
No, it was just a pray for someone.
Yes.
No.
Well, what time of the day was this?
At night.
Was there any alcohol involved?
Yeah.
Was there any cameras involved?
Yeah. Yes. Mom, how do you feel about Kris Jenner? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Tell them. They're freaking out. Tell them what actually happened.
I'll tell you guys what happened. So on Saturday, alcohol was involved, and me and my best friend Brooke, who's beautiful.
As are you.
Oh, thank you. Well, a guy came up to us, and first he wanted us to call him our L.A. daddy. He was like, yeah, you girls can call me daddy. He was probably in his, 60s or so. And he paid us $100 to just take a picture with him.
Interesting.
That's it.
Uh-oh. That's creepy.
So he did take it on his phone. So I have no idea what he has done with the picture since then. But $100 just to take a picture.
He just took out a hundy and was like, hey, girls.
Took out a crisp $100 bill. It was kind of like a blue tint, which I'm not used to $100 bills. So I was not used to that.
Is it even a real $100 bill?
Yes.
Do you think it's because he knew that you were Liv the Web Girl from Radio Now?
Not a shot, no. One, I had a hat on. Two, I was out of town. So I was in where I went to college.
Louisville's where
you
went to college.
Louisville.
Yeah.
So I was in Louisville. It was after a basketball game, which he was super drunk. And me and my friend were kind of, tipsy.
Do you think he even realized he gave you a $100 bill for a picture? He probably thought, oh, they're so cute. They're so hot.
No, he definitely knew that it was a $100 bill. He was flaunting it. He wanted us. He whipped out a stack of so many $100 bills.
You should have $100 per person.
And he was like, oh, here's $100, girls. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
So, Mom and Dad, do you think that's cool? Is that okay? Or would you rather have her said, no, thanks?
I think it's a very creepy there.
You think it's creepy?
Yes.
Mom, you should be proud of me. I'm a hustler.
What do you think he's put out on his Instagram with that picture?
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I don't care because I'm $100 richer.
If it would have been like, hey, can I take a photo of you in your bikini or something questionable, I would be like, that was a bad move. It is kind of weird that some guys got your photo, but you're fully, I saw what you were wearing. You're fully dressed head to toe with a hat on and everything.
Fully clothed. And actually, so while this high school girl was taking a picture of me and my best friend at the game, and she was taking a ton of photos, like a good photographer would do, and she actually caught the moment where he was like, wait, I'll give you $100.
Wait, we have a picture of this?
Yes, we have a picture, and me and my friend's faces are like jaws drop, smiling so wide, because he's like, wait, girls, I'll give you $100 for a photo with you guys. And we're like, hell yeah.
You guys should have been like two.
Did you just say $100 per person?
Yeah.
833-563-2539. I just came up with this idea right here. It's probably ladies, not men. What did a guy offer to pay you to do? Obviously, it's got to be appropriate for the radio. We got kids listening.
I got offered $5,000 to fly down to Florida and have dinner with somebody.
When's dinner? When are you going?
Bring you with
you. I'm not going to be.
You're not going for $5,000?
No.
I'll go for you and wear a wig. Oh,
you
my
should.
Gosh.
Splitsies?
Totally. I'll even take $2,000. You can have $3,000. Okay. 833-563-2539. You could be anonymous, too, because I know this might be a little bit awkward. But if you ever had a guy ask you to do something, we want to hear about that. And if you actually did it, too, what was the situation? It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Ladies, what did a guy offer to pay you? What did he want you to do? Liv the Web Girl had a dude pay her and her friend $100 for a picture, fully clothed, just at a basketball game. McKenzie, unfortunately, turned down a $5,000 dinner date. This blows my mind. 833-563-2539. And you could be anonymous. Let's actually go to anonymous right now. Hi, anonymous. You're on Joe McKenzie, and you had somebody offer you some money for what?
Yes. I was at the casino, and he had won big, and he offered me to kiss him on his butt and take a picture of it, and he offered me $10,000.
Please.
And at first, I thought it was crazy. I was like, hell no, I'm not kissing your butt for no $10,000 until you show me. And yes, he showed me. I said, with clothes on, and just right quick, he said, yes. So, yeah, I did it.
And he gave you $10,000 cash?
It was in chips.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And I was, like, freaking out at first and scared at first, but then I did it real quick. His friend took a picture, and I just ran to the cashier, and I was like, this is for real? And I cashed my $10,000, and I get the check out of it.
My God, I would have kissed bare butt cheek for a grand.
I was like, no, I'm not doing that one no more, but I'm $10,000 richer.
Have you been scared that picture would surface anywhere? Or are you like, it's cool, whatever?
My friend showed me the picture because she had to take it. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm not going to that casino no more anyway.
You need, yeah. Listen, you won. Usually the house wins, you won. And I don't care if a photo ever showed up of me online kissing somebody's butt for a grand. I'm like, yeah, I made a grand doing that.
Yeah, imagine 10.
10 grand?
I do a lot worse
Joe
for 10 grand.
Joe doesn't really think long term, though. No, we are absolute opposites. Because I'm like, mean? Joe, you could not get a job if a picture surfaced of you kissing a bare bottom. Because people don't. That
in
will
radio,
your,
yes, you can.
Speak to like young women in particular. Just do not take raunchy pictures because it will literally cost you more than $10,000 in your future.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Not all of us are going to be that rich. So some people might want to consider it. Just throwing that one out there.
I'd do it.
Exactly. See, some of us would.
I'm in the wrong room.
It's Joe McKenzie.
My parents are with me. Thank you.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Let's do a little station identification.
I'm in love with a stripper. She popped and she rolled and she rolled.
All right, stripper check-in. No, I'm just kidding. This story is insane. I think I showed McKenzie the video, and if you haven't seen it, we'll put this up at joemckenzie.com. A stripper, I believe in Dallas, fell from a pole 20 feet, like a huge pole in the strip club. She fell, like flipped over, broke her jaw, fractured her leg. And she still continued to like try to dance or twerk for a second. Did you see the video, Liv?
I saw the video, and she falls from so high. And you're like, oh my gosh.
I thought she was
dead. And then she twerks off the stage.
Wow.
Like she kept going.
I feel
stunned.
So bad for her.
And she's recovering now. There's actually a GoFundMe going out there. A lot of people are actually helping her and rallying around her to try to help her with her bills. And but she has her jaw wired shut now.
Aww.
And all these things. But my question is this, whether you're a stripper or not, 833-563-2539, how did you get hurt at work? Like, what were you doing? What were you working on that you got hurt? I feel like Liv has a story because she is giving me the I'm going to throw up face. What's wrong?
Yes, I'm cringing. Oh, gosh, it was so painful. It wasn't me, but it was my best friend, and I ended up having to take her to the ER. But she was peeling fruit at work.
Oh, no.
I don't like this already.
For drinks, because she works at a really, like, chic bar, and she was peeling fruit for drinks, and she peeled off her fingernail with a fruit peeler. And, like, peeled off some of her skin, too.
Why do I ask these questions?
I know. So she lost, like, a lot of blood from it. And she ended up, like, having to go to the hospital. And they gave her some, like, really good pain meds.
Oh,
but there
no.
really was, like, nothing they could do about it. She just had to, like, wait it out. But they, like, you know, bandaged it up real nice.
Whoa.
Now, my story's not as traumatic. But the one I can think of recently is there was a show I was working on in radio. And they did this thing called The Box of Shame. And people would have punishments that they'd have to face. And one of my coworkers, I don't know if they were, like, disgruntled or what. But I was stepping on Legos. That was the path of pain, I think, the thing I was doing. And this person pushed a mousetrap out in front of me. And I stepped on the mousetrap, and it almost broke my toe.
Wow, who would do that?
I have another story. Joe and I, we used to work on this show, and like we like to have breakfast. And so we went in the basement of the building where we worked, and we were exposed to asbestos.
Oh, I really think we were. Legit. They've been working on our building. We're going to be in like a. Did you
that
work?
Was very
for,
painful.
Did you work for Radio Now in 2020? You may be eligible for a lawsuit and damages.
We were literally like, should we breathe out of our mouth? Like we got in and out as fast as we could.
We took like a scuba diving tank down. It was like, yeah. You breathe. No, I'll breathe. It was really romantic.
It was.
So one time I was at work and this isn't like a physical pain, but the emotional pain it caused me was very traumatic. And I have a phobia of a certain type of insect. And so I had a coworker that decided to put those exact insects all over the breakfast I had brought in at my desk. And it was so traumatic. The emotional pain I went through. It was crazy. So, yeah.
That is.
I remember that day.
That's insane.
Wow.
Stop.
Okay. All right. 833-563-2539. Share with us how you got hurt at work, or maybe it was a coworker. That one with Liv's situation, her friend. Oh, I bet restaurants have to be the number one thing, right?
I'm sure Pork Chops burnt himself like 8 billion times at Applebee's.
Actually, no, I've never hurt myself at work.
You know
why?
Why?
Because I'm not dumb.
Okay.
Accidents happen.
But
to smart
I'm
people.
Just always very careful and do things right and you don't get hurt.
I'm trying to think of everything you've done in life and that does not apply.
Something terrible is going to happen to you today because you just said that. I feel so bad.
Yeah, you're gonna, I think you're losing a body part today. I'm throwing that out there.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Nobody likes to get hurt at work, but unfortunately it happens. A big viral story this week is a stripper at a strip club where they had like a 20 or 30 foot strip pole. I've never seen anything like this in my life. And she fell, broke her jaw, fractured her leg, and she kept on trying to like do her job and dance. Eventually they had to like help her out of there. She's going to be okay, but she had her jaw wired shut, all these things. And it just got me thinking, how did you get hurt at your job? How'd you get hurt at work?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been hurt, McKenzie? Because you've done like TV and radio, like hopefully not. I think of that one grape stomping lady on TV back in the day.
I have done grape. I mean, that hurt, but I just powered through with a smile.
Yeah.
I told you I had like a little itty bitty mole removed on my back and the stitch popped out, not to gross people out, but I was alive on TV and I started bleeding like through my blazer.
Could people see?
No, it was like the back looked like I got shot, but it was like the front. I was just kept powering through. I'm a professional. But I remember distinctly when I was in like third grade, you know, those teachers that have when they slice like poster board or like things they have laminated.
The cutting board,
she chopped her own pinky off.
Oh, no!
And then what a like incredible woman grabs her own freaking finger to put it on ice to take it to have it sewn back on. And all of us kids are like,
oh my
I'm traumatized.
Gosh.
I'm traumatized.
But you know the lever thing I'm talking
about? Yeah, Mackenzie, the visual is not necessary for the radio. Not necessary.
So that was a rough day at the elementary school.
Okay. Well, I kind of want to move on now. Kelly, you're on Joe McKenzie. Did you get hurt at work or was it a coworker? What happened?
It was a coworker. Also, hi, guys. I listen to your show every day, and you guys are awesome.
Aw, thanks, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. But when I was in high school / early stages of college, I worked at a restaurant, and one of the fry cooks was a high schooler. And for some reason, he dropped something in, like, the oil that you fry the chicken in. And his immediate instinct was to reach down and grab it. And obviously, you're not supposed to do that. So he burnt his hand. Like, it was awful. It blistered immediately. It was traumatic.
Did he grab the thing he needed?
Yeah, he grabbed it, but then immediately regretted it.
Oh, man.
So you got like a deep fried cell phone, a deep fried hand.
I was doing a country morning, or no, a country like the ACMs. So okay. I was covering a red carpet and my hairstylist, it was a new person, it was down in Texas. She's doing my hair and we're talking. She's not paying attention. She grabs the curling iron by the wrong end.
No, I kid you not.
It was like, and you could hear her just singed hand.
It's like a movie. Then it's like,
oh my gosh. I thought it was awful. She like literally had to go straight to the hospital.
Boy, okay. I hate hearing these stories, but I kind of like to hear them. If you have any more, tweet us. It's Joe and McKenzie.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
McKenzie almost had an encounter with an attacker. You need to hear this story because This could happen to your daughter. This could happen to your wife. This could happen to your sister. It could happen to you. Mackenzie, what happened?
Okay, this is absolutely insane. So about a month ago, well, actually, I will take it back. In the fall, I was contacted by a major network out on the West Coast, and they were asking me if I wanted to do a commercial, like a quick commercial for them, and that they had scouted me out. They had seen my reel. They had seen my, you know, my... whatever, my headshots, all of my package. And I was like, wow, that sounds really cool. And they're like, we're going to put you in touch with our executive producer and we'll have, you know, you can come out to LA, shoot this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, sweet. And then it kind of went away. And this is in the fall. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Then when I was out in LA, they resurfaced and this person was claiming to work with a huge network, was like, hey, I'm reaching out again. I'm the executive producer's assistant and we want to bring you out again. This has got the green light. We're going to shoot this commercial. You'll be perfect. We'd like you to come out and kind of test for it. And I was like, wow, cool. We're going to put you in touch with this producer. Then I actually physically talk to this producer, calls me, talk to him, he seemed kind of weird, but I'm like, you know, you never know what people are like. So I'm like, great. The money's really good. It's just a quick commercial shoot. I'm like, fabulous. So I call my talent manager and was like, hey, this is what's going on. He's moving, so can't go out to shoot this thing with me. So he's like, hey, well, I'll FaceTime in. Go take the meeting because this could be a great opportunity to shoot this commercial because it'd be a national commercial. So anyway, long story short, that we've been going back and forth for a month's time, for 30 days. And I have done my research. I looked up this executive assistant. I looked up this guy. Couldn't find much on him. But long story short, I felt something was off.
Really?
I felt in my gut that like something was off. And I say that because this executive producer started to text me at like inappropriate times during the day. And then was kind of like flirty. And I was thinking, does he want a girlfriend or does he want a talent to come shoot a commercial for him? Then he started soliciting for sexy pictures.
Is that why you asked me if I could take a picture?
No, absolutely not.
That's just crazy. And like, I said, so unprofessional.
I said, go, you know, absolutely not. I've already sent you my headshots, you know, which isn't rare for the business. And again, my gut is just saying like, alert, alert, red flag. And so I want you to give us a call, 833-563-2539, before I finish the story. If you've ever acted on your gut instinct and turned out it was right. So I want to go to this. I want to take the meeting because I just want to meet the people. But also this guy is asking me for sexy pictures. I'm like, I don't think that's appropriate. Obviously, I don't want to get Harvey Weinstein'd. So he keeps pushing and is like, I said, well, what exactly kind of pictures are you asking for? And it's like for a fitness commercial. So he's like, you know, fitness. And that's not weird. He's like, maybe you in workout attire. Okay, not weird. Then he goes, well, I really was thinking more along the lines of pictures that you wouldn't post. He's asking for sexy pictures. I'm not an idiot. I'm like, you know what? In my line, that's not appropriate. I'm very private. I don't want pictures floating around. I would never send this to you anyway. But I'm trying to keep it cool so that if I wanted to, maybe he's just a skeeze, but I could meet other people.
Yeah, other people of the company.
But no, my inner dialogue is just like, don't go, don't go, don't go. So as far, literally up until yesterday, they had sent me plane tickets. They had said, this is where you're staying. This is a car that's going to pick you up. We're going to take an initial screen test. It's like for a big national, just a commercial, like just a one-off. And I was just like, I don't even know if I'd want to take it, but I thought this might be a cool opportunity to just go out and meet people because it could lead to other things. Who knows down the line? No, turns out this eye contact, the head company that it was supposed to be shooting for, because I had a terrible, terrible gut feeling. They've never heard of this person. They've never heard of this executive producer of this, you know, commercial.
Supposed company.
They've never heard of this assistant. They go backtrack and I screenshot. So it's totally fake. It is a
none
total,
of it's real?
It is a total fake. Up until yesterday, they said, okay, this car will pick you up. Here's your plane ticket. You're saying, like, I could have flown out there. And I was nervous going by myself because usually I would bring, you know, my manager or I would bring my stylist or like my makeup artist, who's my friend or like someone I could be with. So I would never want to go by myself. But I was like, well, you know, I'll never be alone with this creep. And, you know, obviously I don't know. I was trying to maybe I could just like wiggle around him because I'd try to play it off. Like, I don't think that's appropriate, but looking forward to meeting you and the team, trying to keep it on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, come on, just one. And obviously I felt this was off. So it comes to find out this is a total sham. This person, it kills me that people have that much time to actually, this has been a plot for like a month.
That
to
is
get
insane.
Me to like lure me out there.
And who knows what could have happened if you had arrived out there alone. Thank goodness you didn't actually do that.
And I was like, clearly I was not going to go. And I told my management and everyone that like, this is obviously fake and this is some real creep. And I don't know how. I feel embarrassed. I feel like, why did I even entertain this?
But don't beat yourself up over that. I mean, you did everything you could, and that could have been a real opportunity. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie trusted her gut, and good thing she did. Do you have a situation like that where you had kind of an uneasy feeling? You're like, something's just not right, and come to find out it was not. Or also, I don't think you're alone, Mackenzie. I feel like other women, whether they're Instagram models or influencers are just regular people putting a photo up. I bet people do this all the time to them.
And I want to just help other women because this is like a thing that's fluent. One of my friends, they've contacted people off of my page they know I'm friends with, trying to lure them. It's disgusting.
All right, we'll talk to you next here on Joe McKenzie at 833-563-2539.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
If you're just tuning into Joe McKenzie, Mackenzie almost had an encounter with an attacker. You can check out the podcast at joemackenzie.com. But the thing is, Mackenzie, sadly, you're not alone in these creepy situations where people lie to you and try to get you to send them things, to come visit them, to do all these possible things, and they're not even real.
Exactly. Let's get to caller number one on the line.
Hey, good morning. Did you want to be anonymous or did you want to go with your name?
My name is fine.
Okay, cool. What's your name?
Catherine.
And what's your story?
So it's not like that, like Mackenzie went through, but I was at the mall shopping for Father's Day gift for my husband with my kids, and this creepy guy, like he had a hat on and sunglasses. I'm like, you're in the mall. So my gut was just like, okay, just be aware of him. And as I'm walking around this store, he keeps following me. He follows my every step. He tries to constantly get in between me and my four-year-old. And I just kept looking at it. I'm like, what is going on? I don't understand. Why does he keep getting in between me and my child? So I had a shirt in my hand, and he actually reached for it and grabbed it out of my hand and was like, looked at me in the eye and said, oh, you know, I thought this was on the rack. And I turn around, and my daughter's gone. So I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God. So I have a 10-year-old with me, and I'm like, Blanca, get your sister. So she was on the other side of the rack, and the guy was trying to get her.
He was trying to kidnap her?
I was like, get your sister, yes. Yeah. So he was trying to kidnap her. So trust your gut at all times.
Oh, so what was the move after that? Did you call the authorities? Did you call the cops?
So my 10-year-old actually has a black belt in karate. So I gave her instructions. I said, look, you know, if he touches you or your sister, I want you to use your defensive moves. And I go up to the cashier and I tell him, I'm like, look, this guy's been following me around. He's trying to take my child, as loud as I can. And the guy leaves.
That is insane. I hope that little 10-year-old kicked his butt like,
I wish she did.
That has got to be one of the scariest things. Not that your thing's not scary, Mackenzie. You're an adult woman, but these sickos that try to kidnap kids.
Just go always on your gut instinct. They always say gut instincts are like guardian angels. Because I remember I was at Target. That happened. Some guy was literally following me. And this was when my daughter was a little baby. And he would go, like, he was hiding, like, in different. And every time I went
to, don't see him?
I was at the Super Target. So I'd go to, like, the grocery section, and then I got eked out. So then I went to another section, and he was just glaring, following me. And I finally, I was like, shh. And I was mad, because wanted to get my shopping done, but I went to the little cop that they have there and was like, hey, you have a creep here. Please escort me to my car. And I left. But always act on that. Don't second guess yourself.
And we've had people before on the show, Mackenzie. Like, I know traffic is really big in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. We're on the air. But in Indy, too, we talked about this, and it was amazed by, overwhelmed by the amount of women calling in. Was it at Liv? Was it at a Target? Or where was it where a lot of people say, like, hey, come to our study thing we're doing or something else. And, like, there's some really shady, sketchy things that happen. You got to be aware of your surroundings.
Oh, yeah. At like grocery stores or like Walmart, anything like that, people will come up to you and they'll act very friendly and say that they've got like a Bible study coming up. And then they'll start just asking you questions to like try to get to know you. But what they're really trying to do is see, you know, like, how long will you be missing for until someone starts to notice? So like if you have a roommate, if you have a boyfriend, things
so
like
scary.
That. And then they'll also try to figure out like, oh, like, well, do you live around here? Because the Bible study is really close to try to figure out where you live. And they'll try to like see which car you drive as well, because they'll follow you and try to take you into sex trafficking. So if a stranger is coming up to you and they offer to like a Bible study or they offer anything like that, just be very careful and be aware of your surroundings.
Thanks for that, Liv. Mackenzie, thanks for sharing your story. Good thing you did not go. Pork chop.
No, I'm just kind of laughing because I feel bad for, like, you know, like someone that is actually like,
hi, would you like to get to know your Lord and Savior? Get out of here, creep.
No. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.
All right, are we still doing this, Liv? Because your parents are hanging out with us in the studio, and I like awkwardness, and I want to, but are we going to do a little game with your mom and dad?
I mean, if it's up to me, hell no.
Are you guys
not.
Game?
Game.
Yeah, all right, parents are game. No. We're going to play a little game called Never Have I Ever.
Uh-oh.
Yep, with Liv the Web Girl and Mama and Papa C. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. So just hang out. Don't go anywhere. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now. This is going to be super cringy, and you should be thankful that this is not you and your parents.
Aww.
Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and Liv the Web Girl, we love her, and we also love Mama and Papa C. Please welcome Liv the Web Girl's parents.
Hello.
In studio. They do their annual basketball game once a year, and they're hanging in town today, and we figured why not play a round of Never Have I Ever with Liv and her parents. You know this is a bad idea, right?
Oh, terrible.
This will be interesting.
All right. Now, we ask that you answer this honestly. And Liv, explain to your parents in case they've never played it before. How does Never Have I Ever worked?
So Joe will say, never have I ever taken a flight. And then you say if you have done it or you haven't done it. What we're going to do today, I don't know why, is Joe's going to ask a question, never have I ever, about me, if I have done it or if I haven't. Before I tell my answer, you guys are going to guess if I have or if I have not, and then the disappointment will follow when I admit if I have done it or I have not done it.
I'm looking at this list of questions, and I'm gonna be honest, Mama and Papa C, I can't look at you during this game.
Oh, this is great.
Are you sure we want to do this?
I don't think so. I'm so scared. We're supposed to go to lunch after the show, and now I'm like, I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
If I was you, I'd go to a very fast food kind of a place where
can
it's in and out.
Can I ground you?
No.
Yeah, you can. All right, first question. Never have I ever overdrafted my bank account. So do you guys think that Liv has ever done that, or you think, nah, there's no way she's ever overdrafted?
I think that's a definite yes.
That's a definite yes.
That is a definite yes.
Hey.
They know me well.
Pork chop, can we get your parents on the phone? I think that would be a definite yes, too. All right, what about, never have I ever slept over at a frat house.
I'd say that's a definite yes.
Never.
I have. It was on the couch, but I have.
Oh, Liv.
It was the Siget house.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay. I feel awkward like I haven't asked. Never have I ever watched adult content. I think we all know what that is.
I'd say that's also a yes.
I think that might be a yes.
That's a no. No way.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, no,
I feel better now.
I feel embarrassed. I said yes.
I know.
I mean, listen, I assumed when I met Liv. I'm
blushing.
Like, yeah, yeah. What about this?
Gosh.
Never have I ever tried drugs.
I'd say yes. She's never asked.
You've never tried drugs. I say yes. You have never tried drugs.
No, I have. So, yes.
Oh, no.
They weren't extreme. I mean, experimenting. Yes. Okay? You do it when you're young. Yeah. I haven't done any recently.
This next one scares me.
Oh, I feel better.
She's like, this morning when we came into work, never have I ever hitchhiked. Please tell me she's never done this.
You've never hitchhiked.
You don't think I have?
Ever.
No, you never have done that.
That's correct. I never have. Okay. Are you kidding me? I do Murder Monday. I know what happens.
Okay, never have I ever went through a boyfriend's phone. Little psychotic girlfriend stuff there.
I'd say you've definitely gone through a boyfriend's phone.
I say yes also. And the old Liv.
No, I have never.
Wait, you okay.
The old Liv.
You've
what
never,
does that mean?
You never. All right, what about this one? Never have I ever mooned somebody. Like, you know, showed them her butt.
I feel really bad, but I'm saying yes to everything.
I know. I gotta say yes to this also.
Yeah, I've done that. I Yay! Like seventh grade.
Now,
or
where did she get that one from? Who did she get the moon from?
From her father.
Okay, there we go. Oh, he's mooning us right now. This is really weird. Okay, this one's personal, but we're all human. Never have I ever cheated on a partner, like a boyfriend.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I want your parents to answer before you give it to us.
Okay, well, yeah, you
well,
guys
we're supposed
say,
to answer,
yeah.
right? I'd yes. say yes.
I have to say yes.
Okay, yes, but it was a weird circumstance. I was in high school, okay?
Okay.
Well, if it was the guy that I'm thinking of, I hope you did.
Okay, and finally, Chops, real quick. Do I ask this question? It's the very last question.
Oh my gosh, Chops
no, Chops,
is giving the thumbs
I can't
up.
Do it. You come over
I
here.
Don't
producer,
think so.
Poor Chops. Come here. I can't ask this question.
Poor Chops.
Come over here. You're the producer. You have to do the hard things. So.
I'm not answering.
Poor Chops.
I don't want to do this one.
I think Liv might have had a few drinks when she was
last
on these
one.
Questions.
Bottom question. I just want to make sure, do you know what our term flipping pancakes means?
Yes.
Oh gosh, are you kidding
okay,
me?
Okay, never have I ever walked in on my parents flipping pancakes.
No, no, never.
Never, never.
No,
what's the answer?
I knocked when it was happening, okay?
Oh!
Okay, right. Oh, no.
We're going to go to therapy right now. We'll be right back. Joe and Mackenzie here on Indies Radio Now 100.9. Mackenzie, she had to get on out of here. Those delays are not fun. Had to take Lulu to school.
Hi, Lulu. Hi, Mackenzie. I'm sure you guys are listening.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Well, I don't want to spoil. You have a fun day ahead of you, Lulu. Just throwing that out there. I don't want to spoil anything. What's everybody else got going on today?
I have to teach a cycle bar class, which I'm very excited. There's only like 3 bikes left, so it's going to be a totally full class. But before that, my parents are in town because we went to the Butler Xavier game last night, which Butler beat Xavier. We are
boo.
Yeah, I know. I'm a born and raised Xavier fan, so every year my parents come into town for this game, and we always are repping our Xavier gear. And the past 2 years, Xavier has lost. The first year we ever went, though, Xavier did win. But yeah, so we were at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which was just amazing and so much fun last night. And then I think we're going to go out to lunch after the show.
Way to go, Bulldogs, by the way.
Who let the dogs out?
Are you trying to make me hate you? No, I'm just kidding.
I need to play that by a Throwback Thursday song one day. That's a dope one. Okay, that sounds fun. So are you looking forward to doing the lunch thing, Mama and Papa C, or what are you looking forward to doing today? What are your plans?
Yeah, we're going to take our wonderful daughter out to lunch and then head on back to KY.
Where are you going for lunch?
Patichou.
Bless you.
Ooh. That's our go-to.
Love that
place.
And
we're going to talk about some of these things we learned about her
today. Oh, my gosh.
If you missed that earlier, Never Have I Ever was played. We're going to put the podcast up soon, which you'll be able to find at joemackenzie.com. Just click on the show and you'll see our podcast section. Very, very awkward. Yeah. Something tells me you'll be paying for lunch today,
yeah.
Liv. And Pork Chop, what about you? How's your Thursday shaping up?
It's good, but hey, real quick, make sure you get the cinnamon toast there. It's really good. But anyways, I have a bone to pick with you, Joe, and my friend Chad.
Oh.
My guns did not reset in Call of Duty. I still have my gold gun, so I will be working on that this afternoon because, I don't know, I got to get good before I start streaming because I'm going to become a famous streamer leave the Joe and Mackenzie show. No,
why? Because your guns didn't low. Is that... Joe and Chad's problem. Why do you have a bone to pick with him?
Because they told me that my guns reset that I worked hard
on.
We
messed with him because he worked so hard on it. And as we said.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. I'm so mad you're just now telling me this.
He spent 72 hours of his time playing this game to get this. 72 hours. That's,
for the record, I checked. It was 2.5 days. So that's like 60 hours.
Of your 2.5 days of your life.
That's still
crazy. You've played more. I checked yours. You've played 70 hours, Joe. I've only played 60.
Well, that is, to be fair, I have had internet for about a year longer than you.
Yeah, that's true. He's had the game way longer than you have.
The game only came out in November. I got it in January.
You have only started playing. You've only had internet for literally a month. Joe has been playing for like six months.
He got the game on his birthday, right? Or the Christmas, right?
I know it's my birthday.
He
my mother-in-law jammed it for me.
Got it a month before me.
That's still, and he only has only played 10 more hours than you.
Do you see how upset this got him?
That's
this
a whole fifth.
You're so triggered right now.
Whatever. Yep. Calm down. We gotta go.
Yeah, of course. We gotta go get all of our guns, make them gold. Okay, well, hey, we can't do any of this unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, her parents, and producer Porkchop, let's all say goodbye.
Bye! Bye.